Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Thad Bell with the Kansas City Soccer Journal. With me, I have Peter Vermees, manager, sporting director, technical director. What's the right term now?
Coach. How's that?
You obviously are really long tenured in this league. One of the longest in this league, one of the longest in the world. What has been key to being able to keep up to, you know, keep changing, keep relevant, keep, you know, being a good coach?
I think, first of all, I think you have to be willing. I look at this as a profession. And so I think when you're looking at what you do for a living as a profession, as a job, normally in your profession, you're always trying to get better at what you do. So I'm constantly trying to learn, get better, because I don't know everything about the game for sure. I'm very fortunate because I have a great staff that I work with every day. And they're very similar in that fashion. And so what happens is they'll come up with things themselves. And so it challenges all of us. And the other is that I've always believed in the project here. And so when you believe in the project, when you're at a place, it kind of makes it easy to come to work every day.
And I know you've had opportunities to go elsewhere, but you've stayed regardless of those opportunities because you believe in that project, right?
Correct. That's what it's been for me. Like I've never been a guy that has believed that the grass is always greener on the other side. I'd rather work on my grass a little bit more and make it greener, and then I don't have to leave. So, but you got to make sure that you're in line with the people that you're working with. And our ownership group has great vision. They have an incredible enthusiasm. And they're not here and there, but everyday participation in this club is probably very, very rare in sports.
This year has been probably one of the toughest for you, just with the way it started, trying to get back and being, you know, in the playoff picture. You know, from how do you rate this season for, you know, the toughness of this job for you?
Yeah, probably the most difficult, but probably the most rewarding at this moment, because I always believed that the team was good. I thought the roster was good. It was just about getting the players out on the field. And now that has happened, I'm happy for the players because they've gotten rewarded for their commitment and their efforts that they maintained even when things were looking very bleak. But as I told them many a times, there's no one that's going to get us out of this except ourselves. And they stayed very focused on trying to do that. And that part I really appreciate. And again, like I said, I'm happy that they've gotten rewarded for that.
It was tough with the start, but just as, you know, it took time to get built back into getting that rhythm and getting the confidence. Some fans had lost confidence. I mean, it was pretty tough for pretty much everybody from fan to players. How did it affect you?
Well, I can't remember the team, but we're in the game at home, and now I didn't I couldn't hear the fans saying when they were saying the Vermes out. Someone showed it to me later on. And I will say that I was disappointed. I was disappointed because, look, if it was time for me to go, okay, if that's what someone believed, right? If someone, I just think that when I think about how much time and effort that I've put into this place, and to think that, you know, a group of people are going to now start chanting something like that, they just really, in my opinion, have no idea what, where this club was and where it is today. Did I do all that? Absolutely not. Was I part of that? For sure. And I just felt that was, I felt that was disrespectful. I didn't like it. But the good thing is that, you know, I love it. I love hearing this. People say this all the time. They say that I have this long leash here. I don't think I have a long leash anywhere. I think what it is that I've proven time and time again that I do my job and I do it pretty well. I think what the difference is, I think ownership is, there's a reason why they are where they're at, is because they've been incredibly intelligent in everything that they've done, and they think about the long term, they don't think about the short term. And I think they realized that it was a blip on the screen. Was it fun? No, it wasn't fun for anybody, but I believe that they believed in me. And, you know, here we sit. There's no doubt that there's a part of me that feels absolutely vindicated in a lot of ways, because it was all about the belief in the team, and that's what I had. And you've heard me, I think you've heard me say this before, and that is what also disappointed me is that I think you have to be very careful, right, where you cast stones. You know, I remember when I was just a GM here, and I was on the, I went to every practice, I went to every game, and I was, when I say I went to every practice, I was right, you know, right on the sideline. I wasn't in the practice, but on the sideline watching everything.
Sometimes you were in the practice.
Well, I played, but I never coached or anything. Right. And so I would say that I thought I had this great idea of how the team was. When I had to come in for those last 10 games in 2009, I was blown away after my first training session to see what the team was like and to realize how much I didn't know. And so when people think that they know, you have to be a little careful. I always take a step back and think, well, I'm not there. I don't know what they're doing. So I have to reserve myself from some commenting on it, because it's not something that I have really good knowledge about. But at the same time, I also understand, like, you got to move on. And that's what we did as a team and as a staff. We're like, you know what? No problem. We're going to stay on our mission, and we're going to work towards that. And again, credit to all involved that they did.
And you're a fan of other sports, other teams. I mean, you probably have done that a little bit yourself. Like, oh, I think, you know, that guy should be playing or that guy should be playing. But you're also smart enough now to know that you don't know.
I don't mind that. Just so you know, like, I'm also well aware, like, academy coaches will come to our game. Second team coaches will come to our game. Or they'll watch it on TV, or they'll be in the stadium. And I'm not naive to think that they're not going, oh, I can't believe he started so-and-so. Why didn't he play this guy? Why did he do this? I'm fully aware that that goes on. I think the difference is that when people start to now think that it's okay for them to say that you should be fired. I can tell you this: if you went to all those people that were saying that, and you went to their job and told their boss that they should be fired, I'd be interested to see how they would react.
Probably not as well as you did. With those voices, and with, I'm sure the owners were questioning you a bit, and I know you had some conversations with them and gave them answers. Were you ever questioning yourself at that point?
No, because I have the other experience of 2011 when we opened up the stadium. There's just one big difference between those two time periods. Because if you remember, in the first 10 games, we had one win, six losses, and three ties. Not far off from, you know, no wins, right? I mean, it's one win. Where the difference was at that time, we had this artificial incentive. The stadium was coming.
Right.
And so that could help you get out of what you're in. We didn't have that this time around. What we did have is we had good players that I knew were coming back, and that's what I believed in. And I just knew that we needed to get to a place that when they were going to be healthy and we started to play the way that we can play with all those guys in the field, that then I thought the results would start to come.
And as those results came and the team kind of built that momentum, how much confidence did it give you to if you made the playoffs? Because I mean, that was still in doubt until the last day. How much confidence did it give you that you could start to make a bit of a run? You know, I mean, we're sitting here before you go play Houston in a few days. You know, I think it's a great accomplishment just to have gotten this far with how the team started. But how much confident do you have that you can make that run?
So when we won in Seattle and we came home, I remember having a conversation with the guys, and I had been looking at the schedule all the way out through the season. And I already knew sort of the timelines on some players and where they were physically and coming back from injury. And so it was put together, and then I said to them, I said, our objective is we got to get to the Leagues Cup and we got to be in striking distance of a playoff spot. If we can be in the playoffs at that point, great. Like get a spot in the playoffs, great. But if we're not, we just need to be in striking distance. And that we're going to use Leagues Cup to get a few guys. We're going to use those games, high quality games, if you will, for them to start playing, get in form, fit, all that. And so, excuse me. And so what we worked towards was getting to that point. And then the idea was, is that when we come out of Leagues Cup, we have to be ready to make a big push. And so we actually did that. What I would say is that stretch there, it was, I mean, even from the Seattle game, it was, we were playing, like we'd have a tie on the road and be like, man, we lost 2 points. Like whereas in the past you would be like, oh, we got a tie on the road. It's crazy, got a point. Well, those 1 points weren't helping us as much, right? We needed the three. And so we started to realize like, hey, we got to start scraping these out. And the guys, you know, again, to be fair, they were under a lot of pressure and a lot of intense environments where the other team was not a lot of times because they weren't in that same position. So here we are having to go and get those points, and it was difficult, but I also think it's also put us into this position we are now where we've been able to mentally and physically be able to deal with the intensity of playoffs and all the other things that go with it because we've had those games already.
With I know I only have another minute or two before you need to go to another interview, but what would you want fans to know about this team, you know, what they've went through, what they're going forward?
Oh, I would say that they believe in themselves. I would say that they I know that there was probably times where they doubted themselves, but I didn't. And I made it very clear to them that I didn't. I think that it's taken a lot of their commitment to get to the place that we're at. They're a tough group mentally and physically. And for them to have, you know, righted the ship based on what had transpired early on, it's a big credit to the group. You know, again, big credit to those guys, because when you get rewarded for the work that you put in and the way that you go about your business like that, and you try to find the good in some really dark times, it says a lot about the character of the group. And the final piece is that they want to win for the fans more than they know. I mean, they enjoy being in that stadium. They enjoy being in front of our fans. They enjoy going to those games and winning and you know, running roughshod over a team. They enjoy that. But the difference now is we have a big challenge, and that is, you know, we're playing away in our next three games if we get that far. But we're away from home now. There's no more. So we're going to have to be even tougher in these situations because, you know, as we talked about before, we're the only lower-seeded team to, you know, qualify through the playoffs in this first round. So we got a big challenge in front of us.
Is there more room up here on the wall for another championship jersey?
Be great. I can always make more room.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.